Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody. During this week of Thanksgiving, welcome into the Diane McClay Show, where we're here to empower you through life. I am so excited. This is the second show of the series, and I have my friend, my mentor, and a great author with me, Elise Cortez, PhD. And I'm proud to say that in this week of Thanksgiving, before we talked on the show, Elise mentioned that Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday. In her new book, which we'll be talking about today, Purpose Ignited, we talk about gratitude. And what we hope to cover in the next 25 minutes are tips on how to help you cultivate more meaning and purpose in your life, why it's important to be connected to the work that you do, and ways to find gratitude and meaning as you move forward. Elise pours herself into helping people become undead, and we'll get into that in a minute, but she pours herself into helping people divine purpose, inspiration, and meaning. I'll let her take it over. Elise, welcome in, my friend. I am so happy to have you on my show for a change.
Oh my gosh, Diane, it is so great to be with you in my favorite week, which is Thanksgiving, as you say. You are my gift. You're my Thanksgiving gift.
Well, thank you. And I think what you have just recently released to the world, again, your brand new book available on Amazon, Purpose Ignited, How Inspiring Leaders Unleash Passion and Elevate Cause. I have to say, this book is going to go on my Christmas list for my family members and my coworkers. Tell me a little bit about, you know, we have choice and courage as a part of our foundation here on the show. What kind of made you choose to write a book like this? And how'd you have the courage to bring it all the way forward into print?
Ah, thank you. I love that question. Okay, so it has to start with, after I went through my divorce in 2016, I took a position at another management consulting firm for a couple of years, and I got really clear that that was a great place to be, and it was a great place that I had to leave as well. And so in July of 2018, I made the choice, Di, to literally jump off the cliff and go back into self-employment, but this time focused on meaning and purpose. And so that was it was a solid choice, and there was not a single client waiting for me when I did that. I was totally high on purpose and jumping from that cliff. And so what I did was I made myself three promises. I chose courageously to dive into these three promises. And the first one was, the last 6 months of that year, I would create my own leadership program, which I did. It's called Vitally Inspired Living and Leading from Purpose. And I've executed that. I have people that have cohorts that have graduated through it, continue to offer it. Second promise and choice was I would start a nonprofit, which I did. It's called Purpose on Fire. And that's a sort of a mentorship educational model to help people who have found their purpose unleash it into the world. And then thirdly, I promised myself and made the choice that I would draft this book. And I did all three of those things in the last year of, or the last 6 months of 2018. So that's how it started. And the beginning, Di, you'll laugh, is I was so enamored with this notion. I got to meet so many amazing people on my radio show working on purpose that I just wanted to share them with my readers. And so I created this really, really flowery, big, lofty thing of just expose and sharing. And then I started to kind of whittle on it in 2018. So that's how it was birthed. And I'll tell you more if you want me to tell you how I brought it home from there.
Sure. But I want to tap into something you just said. On your radio show, you've had a chance to meet amazing people. And what I love about your book is every chapter highlights somebody that you have interacted with in a way that they felt not only that they were connected to their purpose, but they were serving others at an elevated level while working in their purpose. What's really great is if anybody hasn't listened to your Working on Purpose podcast and radio show, this is a great snippet of the amazing stories and the amazing sense of overcome and commitment that people have to inspiration, meaning, and purpose. I want to thank you for bringing that forward.
I really appreciate how you picked up on that. Interestingly enough, when I was creating the book, Di, I was I went after and thought about who have I talked to that speaks to this thing I know I want to talk about, passion, who talks about inspiration, who talks about overcoming, you know, grit and all that kind of stuff. And that's really kind of how I started to immediately organize the book, was I started thinking about who inspired me to consider this, who have I learned from, who's contributed to this. And then it was a hard time choosing who am I going to choose from, because now I've done 304 episodes. And as you know, I don't have that many, I don't have that many episodes cited in the book.
Well, you have to write another book, I guess.
I am already starting January 2021. I've already sat down with my publisher. We've already committed. We're working on the next one.
I can't
wait. It's happening.
So I want to jump into meaning. Why is it important, especially after 2020 and as we move into 2021, why is it critical work that we as human beings cultivate meaning in our life? Can you speak to that and maybe what your new definition of meaning is?
Absolutely. So the thing about meaning, and this comes from my logotherapy work, right? So existential psychology has a space in called logotherapy that I practice and part of. And so what we learn from logotherapy, Di, is that meaning is actually our chief concern in life. It is our main principal concern. It's not a quest for power or for pleasure, but a quest for meaning in our lives. And so meaning is really what I mean by meaning is it's that which you signify as being valuable in your life. And the thing about meaning is that where it's registered in us as human beings is in the limbic brain, right alongside memories and emotions. And so the reason that meaning works so well for us is because it's always anchored in an emotion. That's where we get its vibrancy, its juiciness. And so and I talk about this in my book and many of my presentations, is meaning is always available. It's a matter of getting present to it and letting it wash over and through us in order to energize us. Because ultimately, if you think about meaning, it's really our chief motivational source, because it's our chief energy source. That's why it's so important.
Thank you for that. And in chapter one, I want to highlight a quote that you had. Meaning in the course of everyday life, it is everywhere and yet nowhere at the same time. But make no mistake about it. Meaning is not far adrift from your survival needs of air, water, and food. And you go on later to talk about how it's important to cultivate the actionable meaning in our life in the same way that we cultivate our own personal health, attention, brushing our teeth, making sure that we go to the doctor, make sure we exercise. Can you speak a little bit about why meaning is so critical that we cultivate it, and why are we not doing that?
Mm-hmm. I just gave a Conscious Community Cafe session about this diet. The whole notion was, grabbing your gusto. What are you going for in life, right? So the reason why this is so important is because meaning is our ultimate energy source. We need that, especially when we're going after something big in life, whatever that is. And so cultivating that, really, what that really means is, if you look at from a logotherapeutic vantage point, that we have three sources of meaning. And the first is our creative, and that is what we give of ourselves to the world. My book is a creation of myself to the world, but I call that passion. So being more intentional about giving more of yourself, because in the giving of yourself and through your creations, you are energized. The second source is experiential. So those are what the world gives you by way of encounters and experiences that energize you and fill you, literally fill your lungs, if you will, with breath. I call that inspiration. And then the third source is attitudinal. And so that speaks to our own unique ability to choose the stance that we take to whatever life throws at us. And in so doing, there are no tragic incidents that can't be turned into positive accomplishments, but for the stance that we take against them or to them. And of course, I call that mindset. So those are all things, if you think about, there's an intentionality to that. And when you embrace them courageously, you have tremendous energy and power in that. And that is what fuels you to be able to reach for your goals, your dreams, get your book out, get that business launched, have the courage to ask that person that you want to ask out. That's where it all comes from.
I agree. And I love how you tied in courage. The listeners on the radio can't see my office right now, but I have two words behind me. One is choice and one is courage. And those are two important foundations in the Choice and Courage Company, which I founded. But I'm a word nerd, and I want to come back to inspiration real quick. I like understanding the origin of words, and forgive me if I slaughter the Latin, but it comes from inspiratus. And what's interesting about the word inspiration is the figurative meaning actually showed up in a world before the literal meaning. So literally, as you said, to breathe in or to take into our lungs is the figurative meaning, And then later it was actually meddled out to be more of like a divine inspiration, like something that is given to you that you then share with other people. And I think it's kind of important that we remember that origin, that we literally can take in meaning just simply with a breath. And we're going to connect to nature in a little bit and tell people how they can do that. I want to do another quick quote from your book because it ties into my word choice. This is talking about looking through your lens and how that's unique to you and the world and how that shapes your meaning and your purpose. But it is your choice, your declaration, and upon close examination, an expression of your unique being in the world. Your lens is also incredibly malleable, a reflection of the limitless potential bestowed upon you as a human being. So we don't really have to have a negative experience in order to find purpose and meaning. We can actually start functioning and cultivating meaning in our lives just by observing what we have around us every day. Is that true?
Yes. In fact, you're bringing up something really important, Di, and that is that people confuse meaning and purpose. They are not the same thing. So meaning, remember, is that, and you're not either, by the way, but this is for our listeners. So meaning, of course, is our energizing unit, if you will. That's the thing, our engine, if you will. And so meaning can point to our purpose. It can help us discover and indicate that which is important to us in order to discover our purpose. But our purpose is our unique, is our reason for our unique existence that betters the world. So it becomes like a compass, if you will. It's a compass and a way to orient your life. But meaning is what may indicate what is your purpose.
Exactly. Thank you for clarifying that. And let's tie it to our workplace. A fact that you threw out in your book was that work is going to consume 1/3 of our lives. And yet some of your studies show that 85% of people really kind of regret waking up in the morning after their vacation or the weekend to go to work. So a quick answer here about why is it important, especially now, especially after COVID or through COVID, to be connected to the work that we do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always start my openings with when I talk was usually what would you do with your one precious life, which I think I also say in the book. But knowing that actually somebody's actually reports that we spend 50% of our lives in the work domain. So now if you actually are slogging through a third to a half of your life and waiting for the weekend to come, you've missed the whole journey. You've missed the whole thing. And since work is such an important part of the way that we thread our lives and give ourselves over to it, it's so important that you find things that light you up, that you're passionate about, that you can make a contribution worthy of your one precious life through your work.
And that you can express yourself through that passion, that you can actually dive into it and pour yourself into it, as you say in your book, so that every day, you never know what is going to be your last day. You never know what's going to happen in front of you. We don't always get to choose what happens to us, but we do get to choose how we define it or how it defines us. But more importantly, and this is what I love about what you highlight in your book, Purpose Ignited, is that we get to choose every day, every minute, every hour, every month. There's more choice available to us about how we take information in and how we perceive things and how we actually use that to cultivate purpose, passion, inspiration, and meaning. Anything you want to share with the listeners about that before we jump into our awesome, you know, connection about nature and how we find awe and meaning in that?
Yeah, because the more that we are in touch with, one, our ability to discover meaning in our lives, the more energized that we are, the more we have to give to the world. But the world needs our gifts. And so as you probably saw in the book, you know, I have this stance that I take is, what if the whole reason we're here on Earth, on the planet, is to discover our purpose and then persevere mightily to live it, to give of it, so that we can contribute to making the world a better place? What if that's the whole reason we're here? So it requires energy to do that. It requires effort. It requires focus. It requires courage and certainly choice. And so when we empower all of those systems, we literally get to have this beautiful gift that we give into the world. And in return, we have a fulfilled, beautiful existence and we usually live longer. Sounds pretty
exactly.
good to me.
And we don't have enough time on this radio show to really delve into all the chapters and all the amazing things that you've written here, which is why I'm going to encourage our listeners to make sure they go to Amazon.com and they can look for Alise Cortez, AliseCortez, or just Google the book Purpose Ignited, and it's going to pop right up there. I highly encourage people, even if they're not working, but especially if they're at-home entrepreneurs or they're shifting to a new regime, working from home, having kids being schooled at home where they don't have the stimulus coming into their lives like they do from their normal school place. There's a lot of really good stuff in this book that we need to come back another time and really delve into more of it. But let's touch on awe a little bit. You and I bonded over, we ran into each other, we shared some radio time on your show, and then we really connected over this amazing passion that we both have about nature. So can you connect the listeners to one of your awesome stories in AWE about the owl? And David, if you could pull that photo up, our listeners won't be able to see the photos, but it'll be on the replay when we post it on YouTube and the TTR.
Sure. So what's Elise. Interesting, what's...
Elise?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it looks like, Elise, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here. I can
okay.
see you.
Okay, can you go ahead and share with people your awe story? It looks like you froze a little bit.
Okay. So here's what's so fascinating about how things work, right? So I literally had just finished or had been delivering one of my vitally inspired sessions in 2019 and had already covered the notion of awe and its importance. And I'll get to that in just a second. When I came home back to my house here in Dallas one evening about 8 o'clock, parked my car in the driveway underneath this big enormous tree. I opened my door, started to get out, and immediately I'm greeted with, "Whoo!" And I look up and I immediately respond back, of course, not knowing what I'm interacting with another "whoo." And we have this exchange of like three or four hoots back and forth. And I was so like taken out of my body by this experience. And then I suddenly remembered my daughter is in the house and I wanted to share the experience with her. So I run inside the house to get her. And by this time, my friend had hopped over from the tree across my driveway to the one right in front of my door, like he wanted to continue the conversation. And I grabbed her, I said, "Gabby, come out here, look at this." And I gave him a hoot and he gave me another one back and we had another short exchange and then he left. And I just stood there feeling elevated, right? Just like I'd been touched by something fantastic. And he picked me to hang out with, picked me to converse with.
And you live in Dallas.
And I live in Dallas. Like, we have a lot of owls.
A pretty big urban city, mm-hmm. where some people might assume, oh, nature's not readily accessible to me, or I can't find it, or there's this, I will never have that kind of an experience. But you live in an urban city and you found it.
I did. I've lived near White Rock Lake, which is 9 miles around, and it has all kinds of beautiful wildlife, including, you know, we have a lot of herons, and I've had a couple of experiences die where literally I'm out running in the morning and I just happen to gaze across the water, still beautiful water. And one time, I'll never forget it, this beautiful heron just took off effortlessly and just glided just like a foot over the top of the water. And it was so moving, Di. I wept. I mean, my whole face was full of tears. It was so beautiful. And the reason why all this works, right, this is to experience the emotion of awe, is so powerful, because what it does is what happens is it, in the experience of it, we change our mental models to try to make sense of just what it was that we've experienced. And that's elevating. And that's why awe is so important, why it's so powerful.
And nature, I feel like nature is really critical for a lot of people who struggle with the question, what is my purpose or how do I find it? A lot of people can be daunted by the concept of working in their purpose or finding purpose. But in your book, you talk about finding those everyday moments. I have dogs and I never get enough joy I have a black shepherd, and whenever she finds a toy, she looks at it and then flops over on it on her back and then rolls in it with the purest amount of joy, that with no judgment whatsoever. And every time I see that, I feel like I understand the animal better. I feel like I understand their purpose and what the purpose of that action is. But for people who say, oh my gosh, purpose is so huge and I don't even know where to start, Elise and I are in agreement that nature is that place where that's where you can do it. When you talked about the blue heron, I've experienced a blue heron flying off a lake early in the morning. And for our listeners, what I can tell you is I felt the wing beat in my mm-hmm. chest. Mm-hmm. It was deep and it was rhythmic and I almost felt like my heartbeat kind of melded to the wing flap beat of the heron as it went away. And after it was gone, it still resonated in my body. It was still there even when my eyes couldn't see it and my mind couldn't process it. So I know David's rolling a couple other photos. I have a picture of a bird's nest that I walked past this one spot on a trail and it wasn't there. And literally 30 minutes later, the wind had blown and this nice little cup of grass with moss around it, little small hemlock seeds, maple seeds, and an oak leaf literally fell right in front of me. And my encouragement to our audience is that when you're struggling or when you want some inspiration for anything, even if you live in the city, look for that smallest thing about nature, go observe it, slow down, look around, and then ask yourself a question. How has this impacted my moment right now? Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Absolutely. In fact, you're reminding me, I'll share this really short story. One of the many times I've come back from a run, I remember once I was coming back and I was tired that day. I was trying to finish the last mile. And Di, all of a sudden I'm running through the neighborhood streets. So these are, you know, these are city streets. And the trees were grown over the top of the street. And all of a sudden, when I was running along, this tree threw one leaf down to me to see if I could catch it. I missed it, but the fact that she threw it down for me and played with me like that, trying to take me out of my place of fatigue, I thought was so delightful, right? She was playing with me, just me.
Right. And I think sometimes as human beings, we take ourselves too seriously. Mm-hmm. Like I think the part of purpose is allowing yourself to play. And you mentioned that in your book as well, is to allow yourself to create, even if you don't think you're a poet. Write a haiku, write something. We only have a couple more minutes left. So tell people how they can get your book, tell people how they can listen to your radio show, and how else can they connect with you if they want to work with you to do some of their own purposeful and meaning and inspiration work.
Okay, so thanks, Di. So if you're an individual reader and you want to get my book, Amazon is the easiest place to get it, and you can just search my name, Elise Cortez, or the title, Purpose Ignited. If you are an organization and you want me to speak for your organization and you want to buy, you know, more books in bulk, it's by far best to reach me directly and we'll get something directly from the publisher so you get a better rate that way. And then with regard to my radio show, the easiest way to find me is really on my Voice America host page. So it's Voice America. You can type in Working on Purpose. If you did a search even on the web and said Elise Cortez, Working on Purpose Radio, Voice America, you'd easily get there. And then with regard to working with me, I have lots of programs that I have scheduled already on my new Gusto Now platform. And you can find them at gusto-now.com. I do them in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. We have still some going through the end of the year and then a bunch of new ones kicking off at the beginning of the year. You can enter one of those. We can do some, I do some one-on-one coaching as well. You can find me at elisecortez.com. And certainly, I'm still doing the meaning-infused culture consulting work with organizations to be able to help them create cultures where people actually thrive and want to stay and want to produce their best work, along with, of course, purpose-led leadership.
And thank you for all of that. And honestly, we'll have some of that information when we repost this on the YouTube channel and the Transformation Talk Radio. You'll be able to find all that information there. I just want to call out one last thing in the book, which this is how you and I met, and I thought it was fascinating. But you did your PhD work on people's identity. And I just want to point out that Elise has highlighted is 25 modes, is that right? Am I getting that number
15
right?
Modes, 15 modes of
15
engagement.
15 modes of engagement. And what's really critical about this, we don't have time to go into it right now, but what's critical about understanding modes of engagement, whether you are currently a leader of a team, whether you aspire to be a leader, whether you don't like the leader you have, understanding how people are motivated, what they need to feel connected to their work and what they need to feel like they matter, can be found in that chapter that talks about modes of engagement. I highly recommend Purpose Ignited as a Christmas gift for your friends and family. I have read it once. We joked before we got on the show that there was a movie I watched, The New Charlie's Angels, where I watched it all the way through. And at the end, I realized that if you clicked on the little Charlie phone, you could get secrets about the filming or what was happening in the movie. I honestly will tell you, I feel like I'm going to read this two times in a row. The first time was to understand the concept and have this conversation with Elise Cortez, but she invites people to do their own journaling, their own exercises, and there are some great references to her Working on Purpose podcast on Voice of America Radio. Please check it out. Elise, we have a minute left. Any last words for our audience about purpose, meaning, inspiration, the work you and I do together?
I would leave listeners with, I implore you, I beg you, please take charge, live with passion, work on purpose, lead with inspiration. You have one precious life to make a contribution, and we need that of you, and you are going to be the better for it when you give it. The more that you give of yourself and your passions, the more energized you are. And then the rest of us experience that as inspiration, and we need that from you. And the other thing I would say is, for you to become your best, you're going to need some help along the way. None of us get to our best without help. So that means working with a coach, some kind of ongoing training, whether it's a mastermind group, whatever it is, but get a hand up. All of us need it.
Exactly. Thank you for that invitation to our audience. And a last thing I would say is, if you liked what we said or you're curious more about what we said, I'm kind of old school. I'm going to throw it out there. Give me a phone call or send me a text, 503-317-8072. You're going to reach Diane McClay with the coach and the Choice and Courage Company and Diane McClay Coaching. If this resonated with you, if it landed, if it lit a spark, if it ignited something in you, send me a text, 503-317-8072, and let me know what you found out.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit dianemcclay.com.